George, I'm leaving for the airport to pick up Ito.
Ito, Skungaree. Oh, Skunga. Oh, my foster child has such an exotic name. Skunga, it just sounds so African. Skunga. Umgawa. Simba.
You called, Ma?
Oh, shut up, Victor.
Maud, how am I going to recognize Ito at the airport?
Walter, it's simple. Take the snapshot with you.
Well, this picture of Vito was taken when he was 7 years old.
Walter, how much can he have changed in 23 years?
A lot! Unless he turns out to be a pygmy.
Bless you.
God will get you for that, Walter. And if ours doesn't, the pygmy God will. And they have a lot of those.
There Cam, go with him.
Oh, Walter, do you think he'll like it here? Do you think he'll like me?
Oh, Maud, of course he'll like you. You've been sending the orphanage money for him since he was a little kid.
I know, but a lot of people support foster children.
Yeah? How many people find a black minister who gets his congregation to pay the plane fare to bring that kid to the United States?
That's true.
Now, because of you, Maud. The Reverend is even going to find Ito a home and a job. I mean, look at all you've done for that kid.
I did all that, didn't I?
You sure did.
You know, in some ways, I'm a hell of a woman.
Oh, God, you're lucky to have me.
You're right.
He'll love it. Mwah! Skunga! Skunga.
Oh,
hi, hello,
Viv. Hey, what's that? Hey, Marty, that's a very good likeness of you. Just gray up the hair a little, you got it.
No, Arthur, if there really is a pygmy god, he's going to bite you on the ankle.
Oh, Arthur, stop it. It hardly looks at all like Maud.
Thank you, Vivian.
Oh, gosh, aren't you excited? It must be so wonderful to have a foster child.
Oh, it is, Vivian, it is. You know, there's something so gratifying about knowing that somewhere a child has hope because of your contribution. You know, you and Arthur should really help support a foster child from one of those poor countries.
Oh, sure, you woolly-headed liberals are always sending your money to foreign countries, never thinking of America. Well, I believe in America.
Well, great. If you feel that way, then why haven't you helped support a poor family right here in America?
What, those welfare chiselers?
Arthur, not all poor people are on welfare. You're a doctor. Why don't you help some pauper who just paid his medical bill?
Arthur, that's an idea. We could adopt one of your patients.
Reverend Buick, come right in. You remember my neighbors, Dr. and
yes.
Mrs. Harmon?
Hello, Reverend.
Hello, nice Reverend.
Doctor. I wanted to stop by, Mrs. Finley, before the banks closed. I have a check here for $214. That's the last of the money my congregation owes you for Ito's plane fare from Ethiopia.
How can I thank you, Reverend? When I first approached you about helping me bring my foster child over here from Ethiopia, I never dreamed you'd end up sponsoring him and paying the whole $1,800 plane fare.
$1,800? Reverend, that's a lot of money for a small church.
Yes, it is a lot of money. That's why we talked the bank into giving us a loan on our church bus.
Reverend, you put up your church bus as collateral?
Yes. And now, of course, we have one little problem.
What's that?
We have to go out and get a bus. But, of course, we have an excellent gospel choir in our church, and it attracts big crowds on Sundays, and everybody chips in a little bit. Eventually, we should make the money back. Mrs. Finley, I'll come back and see Ito just as we planned.
Splendid.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Reverend.
I'm going to call the airport to see if the plane's on time.
Oh, Doctor.
Yeah?
I've been having some difficulty in getting a job for Ito. I was wondering if you could help.
No trouble at all. I'll speak to four of my colleagues at the hospital.
Oh, you can get him a job at the hospital?
No, the five of us own a car wash.
Ah, well. Yes. I'll see you all later. Doctor, if we ever do buy a bus, we'll send it to your car wash.
Sure, it's on me.
That's exactly where I intend to drive it.
Arthur, do you realize what you just did?
Sure. I offered to get an unskilled foreigner a nice job in our car wash. And that reverend got huffy.
Get him, teeny tiny pygmy god. Get him! Hello. I was wondering if you could tell me what they serve for dinner in Ethiopia. What? Well, isn't this Congo Bill's Delights? It is, but you're a massage parlor. Sorry. Victoria, you look stunning. Oh, Walter's going to be here with Ito any minute. I know he'll feel right at home when he sees you.
I still don't like it. Ito is from Ethiopia. I'm from the West Indies. Why should I have to dress like this just because I'm the only one in this house who's black?
Maud.
He's here.
He's
yes,
here.
Maud,
but...
He's here. Where is he? Where is he? Where is my Ito Skungari?
Maud, he's bringing in the rest of his stuff. Maud, I think you may be in for a little disappointment.
Oh, Walter, don't be silly. I've waited too long for this moment. Oh, Walter, just think, 23 years ago, a little Ethiopian orphan cried out for help, and I happily answered that cry. My hands crossed an ocean and helped a child in a little country that had been ravaged by the Italian invaders. Oh, Walter, after all this time, this little black boy is going to come through that door, a strong, proud black man.
Mamma mia! I'm so glad to see you.
Who are you?
You don't recognize? Are you Foster Bambino?
My father. But you're not black. You're Italian. What happened to my Ito Skungari?
That's me, Benito Scungari.
Mamma mia!
Mama, why are you not happy to see me?
Well, you know how it is, Ito. Kids never turn out the way you expect them to.
Walter, please, if I want a comedian, I'll adopt Chevy Chase. It's not that I'm not glad to see you, it's just that I'm surprised. I mean, you look so much darker in this snapshot you sent me.
That's not a me. That's a my friend, Leroy Selassie. That's a me.
What's a you?
That's a...
What's a...
Hey, that's a my hand on a Leroy's a shoulder.
Would you believe it? For 20 years, I've been supporting a hand.
I'm trying to meet your Foster. Where is he?
This is he, Victoria.
I'm a pleased to meet you.
You're Ethiopian?
Si, are you Ethiopian?
No, I'm Swedish.
Mamma mia, let's just sit down and get acquainted. Oh, my, what a beautiful house.
You see, on the way from the airport, Ito told me that his father was in the Italian army. And he stayed in Ethiopia, and he brought over an Italian wife, and eventually they had Ito. But when his parents died, he wound up in the orphanage.
Oh. What happened to your parents, Ito?
There was a killed. A rhino accident.
A rhino accident?
They forget it, the first rule of the jungle. Never stand between two rhinos in the mating season.
Ito, I feel terrible about your parents. I'm really awfully sorry, but...
I hope you realize what you've been doing with me. For 20 years, you have been deceiving me.
But what I do?
Oh, don't give me that big innocent into what I do. You know what you do?
What?
You... For 20 years now, we've been exchanging letters. All you ever talked about was Ethiopia. You never once were honest enough to mention the fact that you're Italian.
So, you never tell me you was at all, eh? Look, I'm only right about Ethiopia, because that's all you ever ask me about.
Ito, you're missing the whole point. For 20 years, I thought I was supporting a black orphan.
Maud, look on the bright side. He may not be black, but he is an orphan.
I find no comfort in that, Walter. Ito, this is nothing personal, but you've caused a great many problems for a great many people.
Ma scusi, you no capisco. I'm no understand.
A black minister put his church into debt in order to pay for your plane fare. As a matter of fact, the church choir is going to do a concert to try to raise the money to repay it.
Concert? I'm a singer. I'm have a beautiful voice. I'm a sing African folk songs about the primitive beauty of the jungle. Bone free, as free as the grass grows, as free as the wind blows, born free to follow your
heart. Much as I love lions, this is no time for singing.
Well, where is he? We saw it out of the car out in the driveway. Hello there. Where's Ito? Tell him his Aunt Vivian is dying to meet him.
Aunt Vivian? That's my Aunt Vivian? Oh, I got so beautiful an Aunt Vivian. Woo.
Why is this man holding me so tight?
Because this is Ito, only his real name is Benito Scungiari, and he's Italian. All right, Ito, you can let go now.
Oh, no, that's all right. I just wondered why.
Italian, I thought your foster child was from Ethiopia.
Arthur, he is from Ethiopia, but his parents were Italian.
Oh, then he isn't black.
Arthur, you see, this is why you're a doctor. Nothing escapes that trained eye.
Oh, I imagine Reverend Buick is going to be surprised.
Surprised? Surprised? He's going to kill me. He's not about to pay to fly an Italian over here from Ethiopia. He can bring one in by bus from Jersey City.
Look, I'm a cause of too much of trouble. I think the best thing is I find it some way to get it back to Ethiopia. And someday I'm going to pay you back all of your money when I'm a great singer. Well, as we say in Ethiopia, arrivederci.
Ito, wait. Look, I admit I'm very unhappy about the way things have turned out, but for over 20 years now you've been my foster son, and you're still my foster son. I don't care what color you are, you're welcome to stay in this house.
Well, Mama knows the best. Where's my room?
Walter, I think the room over the garage would be perfect for Ito. Would you show him where it is?
Come on, Ito.
Bone free as the grass grows, as free as the wind.
He has a very nice voice.
Great. He can sing at my funeral once Reverend Buick hears about this. It's Reverend Buick. Where in Tuckahoe can I find two rhinos in heat? Reverend, ladies, come right in.
Thank you, Mrs. Finley.
Reverend, good to see you. I'm sure you and Maud have a lot to talk about, and frankly, I don't want to get in the middle of this mess. I'm taking my wife out to dinner.
Oh, I feel like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Maud.
Mrs. Finley, these ladies are the finest singers in our gospel choir. This is Rachel Winters, Jessica Franklin, and her sister-in-law, Aretha.
Aretha Franklin, now that is certainly a famous name.
It should be. She's been singing in our choir for 16 years.
Reverend, I suddenly feel so
so inadequate.
Oh, you shouldn't. It was your encouragement that made it possible for us to reach out our hands to a black brother in another land.
Reverend, may I speak frankly?
Yes, Mrs. Finley.
Reverend, you and I have always thought exactly alike. We have both always fought for equality. We both feel that all men are brothers, that all men are the same color. Is that true?
No, nobody's ever mistaken me for white.
What I mean is, of course, there is black and white, but really, what is black and white?
A police car. And they've never mistaken me for white either. Has Ito gotten here yet?
Yes, he has.
What? Oh, hi, Reverend.
Oh, Mr. Finley, I'd like you to meet these ladies from our choir.
Look, Reverend, I have to say something to you. You and your congregation have acted in good faith. I think it's only fair that you get the same treatment. Before you meet Ito, there is something that I want to tell you. Would you believe that's a jungle folk song?
It's to follow. Mamma mia, what a beautiful room. It's not like my old room at the orphanage, you know.
Orphanage? Who is he?
He. This young man is one of nature's oddities. He is a rare Ethiopian albino.
With an Italian accent.
That is what makes him so rare.
You don't mean...
I'm afraid I do.
Don't tell me he's the...
Yes, I'm afraid he is.
Are you trying to say that we...
I'm afraid we did.
What kind of a fraud do you call this?
I'm afraid so. Oh, Reverend, can he help it if he's of Italian descent? Can he help it if he's an orphan? Can he help it if we made a mistake? This boy was born in Ethiopia. He was raised in Ethiopia. He is Ethiopian.
If I'm an Ethiopian, my name is an Obeni Toskunjad.
Shut up in your mouth! You do understand, Reverend.
Surely, my dear lady, you can appreciate how embarrassing it must be for me to try to explain to my congregation how a well-intentioned white lady talked me into paying $1,800 to bring Batman to America.
Reverend, certainly they'll understand.
Understand? You are looking at 200 years of being duped by the white man, who has sold us hair straightener, skin whitener, watered-down whiskey, and the lifetime repayment loan. We've been sold all the white man's inferior goods and inferior bads, including separate but equal Amos and Andy.
Now I have finally seen real humanitarian religion in action. This is the wonderful man of the cloth that I respected so. This is the man who has always fought against prejudice and never practiced it. Well, I'm going to give you back that check that you brought me earlier, and I am also going to write out a check right away for the remainder of the $1,800 I owe you.
Maud, we can't afford that!
I don't care. We'll mortgage the house, we'll sell the car, we'll borrow from friends, we'll do whatever we have to do. I refuse to owe one red cent to this man who claims to be a servant of God.
I suppose I spoke too soon. The pressures of trying to raise large sums of money and the prospect of facing my congregation made me forget what I am. Doing the work of the Lord is not easy. I even have problems with my choir.
Serious problems?
Yes. Our lead tenor went with Gladys Knight to be a pip.
Hey, I'm a singer to your choir.
Thank you. But I don't think people will pay good money to hear our church choir sing, come on to my house.
You want a gospel? Hey, I was raised in a religious orphanage. Sisters, listen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down.
What do you say, Mrs. Finley?
We split the mistake down the middle and go 50-50.
Reverend, I would say you got yourself a deal.
Hey,